There are several things we hear in the news about the West which don't make sense to us when we consider it from the point of view of our country or the whole continent for that matter. Gun control is one such topic, and having spent almost a decade in North America and most of that in the US, I wanted to talk about why all of us need to know and care about gun control. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. So let's go to where it all began. The American Constitution gives its citizens the right to own weapons. This law that came into effect in 1791 was made to equip people to protect themselves, and this was mostly against wild animals at that time. With most of the population and the development taking place in urban centers, the rural states were extremely underdeveloped and people needed weapons to protect themselves from wild animals. For a large rural population, hunting was also one of the main ways of life for them, and weapons were used for hunting. So basically, guns were a means for people to protect themselves against animals and just for security purposes at that time. Fast forward to 228 years later, this argument is still being used in favor of this law. To understand this attachment to guns, you need to understand the American psyche too. Someone in support to this right to bear arms, which, mind you, is a huge, huge majority population of the country, wholeheartedly believes that if the American Constitution has given them a right as a citizen, that's really the end of discussion for them. In other words, some American citizens feel entitled to their right to bear an arm, but hey, I'm not an American citizen and I'm really on the other side to where this gun is pointing, so I guess who am I to comment? Anyways, going back to understanding this obsession for this constitutional right to own guns, let me explain how the whole purchasing a gun works here in the US. Imagine going to Big Bazaar or Reliance Supermarket for buying your daily groceries, your shampoo, soap, etc. Now imagine a little corner in Reliance that would also be selling guns. No? Too hard to fathom? Okay, imagine this. Imagine you're going on a road trip 2 or 3 hours away from your hometown on the highway. The highway is completely empty except for the occasional dhabas or the food stops made for truck drivers and travelers. Now, imagine a shop right next to the dhaba which would also sell guns. All a customer has to do is go in and buy a gun. As simple as that. This would come as a shock to anyone who has owned or tried to own a gun in India. We're talking months and months of paperwork, permissions, licenses, police clearances, high costs and whatnot. Not only that, we're also required to keep an account of the bullets used, and really the only free use I have seen of guns in the Indian diaspora is in movies like Gangs of Wasaipur or Stories of Chambal. But for the everyday middle class person, owning a gun would be quite difficult in India, wouldn't it? This is absolutely not the case in America. As long as you are an American citizen and you are not a convicted criminal, you can walk inside a store selling guns and walk out with a firearm. What's more, it doesn't have to cost anything extreme too. You can buy a gun for as cheap as $200, which really is cheaper than a dinner for two at a fancy fine dining American restaurant. So it's really as simple as that. Now, owning guns is their constitutional right, and purchasing a gun is as easy as purchasing a bottle of drinking water. What this has resulted in is hundreds of incidents of violence due to no gun control. A person who is not fit to own a gun and use a gun has access to this weapon, and he feels entitled to enter a nightclub or enter a school where children study and just start shooting and killing people. Why? Because he's mentally unwell. Why was a firearm made available to a mentally unwell individual? This is the question that the gun control lobby is asking the American government, and this is what the whole argument is about. Look at the numbers. In 2017, 50 people were killed at a music concert. In 2018, over 20 children were fired at in a school. It's 2019 now. We're not even halfway through the year. Just 5 months in, the current toll for this year stands at 501 reported incidents of gun violence in America. That includes around 350 people injured and over 150 people killed. So that would be an average of one person dying almost every day due to the wrong person having an access to a gun. We're mentioning these big numbers, but these don't get classified as terrorist attacks. Most of these attackers are individuals suffering from some form of mental depression or illness. They may or may not even have ties to extremist cult organizations or come with a set of extremist beliefs. Most of these attacks don't get classified under organized criminal actions, and really the whole investigation into the matter stops at the individual being arrested and convicted. Year after year, these cases keep on increasing in number. Just yesterday, a student used his father's firearm to attack his classmates and open fired in his school. Now, we would think that a country like America, which is arguably the most powerful country in the world, doesn't have to be confused about something that seems so obviously dangerous. But this issue is a little more complicated than that. This is a major political issue in America, and the country is divided into opposing camps, with each camp having its strong set of belief for and against this right to own firearms. What's more is that it is no secret that the current American president Donald Trump is a supporter of the right to bear firearms, and so in his presidency, there is little to no hope to there being any positive advancements in this story. Why should us Desis care? Well, apart from the fact that we are living in a country where anyone could launch an attack in a public place, the fact that us Desis stand apart with our skin colors poses a bigger threat to us. Remember the incidents of Balbir Singh Sodhi being killed at his gas station post 9/11, or Srinivas Kuchibotla being shot at while he was having a cup of beer at a local pub on a Friday evening? There have been countless such incidents where brown-skinned people have been targeted in America for just their skin color. What's worse is that most of us brown-skinned Indians are political minorities, so whether we support gun control or not, there is really very little that the lawmakers actually care about when it comes to our opinions about gun control. Till the time there's a law in place, the only thing everyone can really do about this issue is to create an increased awareness and avoid situations which could put us in danger. Sadly, with the current anti-immigrant narrative building up in North America, these attacks are becoming more pronounced every day, and that is yet another reason for us to understand why there is no time more important than now to start having a conversation about gun control. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.